For our next story, here's our reporter, Jasmine.
If you could have a superpower, like the ability to fly or the power to make yourself invisible, what power would you choose? Think about it for a second. The decision is harder than it sounds, as a group of us recently discovered.
I would have the power to be invisible and have X-ray vision. Because, say, if I was to come to school and then I want to skip a class, I could just be invisible. And then next class, I would turn back to a human being. What would I do with my X-ray vision? See into banks and see how much money they got. I already counted about hundreds or ones or something like that. Yeah, that's it.
To know things on the spot. So, like, you're talking about something, you automatically know what the whole subject is about. You can learn anything, like, within, like, 3 seconds.
I probably want to be, like, to see people's, what they're thinking, read people's mind, because then if they're, like, say they want to attack me, they could try to think of how they attack me, and I could try to dodge them, and that would probably help me from keeping myself safe.
I also want to read other people's minds, because, like, on the test, I would, like, read my teacher's mind for answers, but mostly, I could read people's minds for, like, around my friends, what they think about me, like, just in case I did something wrong or they don't like me for some reason.
Having a superpower can create lots of benefits.
I want to be invisible so I could, when my brother does bad stuff, I could just right away, like, hit him.
And I want to be invisible too because I could might, like, caught my sister and brother off guard, like, stealing my stuff sometimes and stuff like that.
Or I would just, like, go to my friends and just scare them because I was her friend. She scares me a lot. And I'm able to be invisible. I could scare her every day. And she'd be like, ah, where is she? It also is good for hide and seek if you were to play that. Nobody would ever find you. It's quite impossible since you're invisible.
Well, I do kind of want to fly because I've always dreamed of flying so that I don't have to wake up so early. I could have been, like, in school for, like, 10 minutes instead of waking up, like, around 7:30. Sometimes I could just, like, go to Japan or wherever I want without paying the airline fee or anything else. Or I could just, like, stay there, have fun, then go back home. Then when you fly, it's kind of a flashy thing. It's like, the people makes you want to look at you. They're going to, like, take cameras and they're going to, like, picture you. And they'll be, like, a star or something.
But superpowers also produce negative consequences, often unexpected ones.
I might also want to have a superpower of flying, but then I'm scared of heights, so.
Kind of hard to fly because you have to learn how to fly first.
You have to learn the controls, like how you want to move left, right, up, down, or land. You have to see if the ground is clear so you could land.
You have to see how much speed you want to use in order to fly.
What about being immortal?
Same thing as invincible.
Because if you're immortal, you can't die. And if you're invincible, you're just strong and you can die. Immortal, the only thing could kill you is nothing. So if you just were to sit there and try to keep on stabbing me, and it'll just hold and it'll just come back together.
It might not be fun, because sooner or later, you'd get bored and you'll never wish that you were immortal or anything.
But you control it whenever you want.
But say you did something bad, you'd be probably staying in the jail forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
To control it.
Say if you were to go to jail and they say you're sentenced for the rest of your life, and it's not really for the rest of your life because you'll spend 70 years, and when you come out, be like, I was sleeping for a while, and then come out and it's like, was nothing, because you won't die no matter what happens.
David thinks that superpowers should come with the remote control, one button to stop time and another to rewind so that you can fix your mistakes.
Whatever power you want, as long as you can control it, like when you get the attention, you can go back in time and stop yourself from ever getting it. That's what control's all about, stop the mistakes before they happen.
I would think having to go back and fast forward in time would be the craziest idea, because what if you made one mistake, you're changing the whole future? Or if you were to go back in time to the dinosaurs and stop the volcanoes from erupting, then you would literally stop time. And by the time you come back to your own time, it'll have dinosaurs all over the place eating people, be like cavemen hiding from the dinosaurs.
That's what the rewind button is for. So if you see that's happening, you could stop yourself like a minute before you went back in time.
But what if you don't remember what time did you go back to and how far did you go? And what if one mistake could mess up the whole future or past?
If you you went back, just go back a year before.
But then, like, control, if you keep on going fast forward and rewind, if you keep on repeating that over and over again, everything will become boring. You know, you know what's going to happen. You're just, like, mind reading. But then when you go back and people will think that you're crazy or something, they will put you in jail or mental hospital.
It's actually funner to not know what's going to happen, because then it's really interesting what can happen. Something fun might happen that day or something bad. But if you know something's fun, then it just ruins the surprise.
Maybe time travel isn't such a good idea after all. Perhaps the best superpower is the power of imagination. As Elena notes, it's the only one you can completely control.
It's really nice to imagine because you could create it in different ways. It could be ugly, sad. It's your own creation, and you might think it's just perfect in your point of view, and that's kind of fun. Bring it back, y'all. Bring it back, y'all. Come back, y'all. Time may be early.